But I go down to Daytona this year at the start of the year, and the race director hands me a scheduling for the year, and I said, I've got the 2025 schedule. He said, well, just look at it. And I'm looking at it, looking at it. And all I do is there are the lengthy endurance races of 6 hours. Well, actually, yeah, it's 6 hours or more. And I look at it and I say, there's nothing different on here. And he goes, no, there's an extra endurance race this year. He goes, look at it again. And top of the thing says 2026 schedule. He says, we're adding Road America. That's long-distance scenic track in North America here. He says, we might need you for that next year. You may not be retiring. And I'm going, oh, damn it, one of my favorite tracks, too. So I don't know. This may or may not be my last year of officiating. So 2026 is already being scheduled into my notebook, so to speak.
A lot of times pretty fun, 60-30, I guess. So I haven't been on GMS a lot lately. I threw the amateur radio back in the work van here. I don't know if you've done much since you got your amateur license or not, but I don't really hear much. It seems like a lot of the guys, it was like a gateway for them to get their amateur. Now they're over here. I hear Jack on here all the time. But I like the system of being linked together because I'm on the hobby side right now. I can hear that pretty far. Then there's one in Flint that's linked. And then, what's Bloomfield? I don't know what happened to that, but I can't get into that lately for some reason. I don't know if something happened during that windstorm that we had or what. But I can get into Warren from my house. But today I'm heading out to Flint, so I'm on this one.